All right, welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. I'm sitting here with the man. He's looking very jolly and festive after a big Christmas. How are you, Weas?
Good. I'm still a little dusty from Christmas.
Are you? It was a big one, was it?
It was. A little too big.
Mate, I'm not going to lie. The Christmas party, the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles Christmas party, it knocked me for six. I think I just did a normal bowel movement finally 2 days ago.
Yes. I probably should apologize for that, but I'll still a Conor McGregor line. I apologize to absolutely nobody. I was a little drunk on that episode. Alexia.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like this room has lost its innocence after that day. It was quite a morning. Yeah.
Apparently 4 liters of Fruitalexia mixed with vodka will send you.
I think the Penny Busters back to school question for you was perfectly on point.
Observatory. The milliliters.
Yeah, you've drunk this many liters. How many milliliters is it? Look, we've got a huge show in line for us today. We've got the Chronicle coming in. We've got a brand new guest coming on today.
Yes, very exciting.
Very exciting. So strap yourselves in, guys. It's going to be a big one. We're going to give the Chronicle a call right now to see how lockdown is treating him and if he's recovered after the Christmas party.
Your mother will be very eager to hear what's happening with the Chronicle.
Just had a bit of a mic drop.
Mic drop, I am out to get some Fruity Alexia.
Very good. All right, let's give him a dingle. All right, is the Chronicle there?
Ooh. He certainly is. He's a bit under the weather, actually.
Oh, no, Chronicle. What's been going on? How's Scotland?
Mate, I wouldn't know. I've been outside for a while. It snowed outside Christmas Eve.
Oh, well, that should be good. You should be able to get out of the morgue and walk around in the street without defrosting.
Well, I'm surprised it let me out, actually. But it was, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to have a quiet Christmas Eve and just see how it goes, just quiet night, enjoy Christmas Day. And then next thing, you know, I started drinking at 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and next thing you know, it's 6 p.m. on Christmas Day. It was like a 31-hour event.
Oh, my God. Hey, full Chronicle.
Chronicle, I know we joke around, but, mate, when the day comes that you kick the bucket, I feel like – For the human race, you need to donate your body to science, because there's some things going on there that clearly you have an advantage over everyone else.
Yeah, it's concerning. It's concerning. I mean, I reckon one of my palm topics eventually should be my eulogy.
Jesus.
Well, you do love a funeral.
Tell us more about the sandwiches.
Yeah, as long as there's at least a few stanzas on sandwiches in it.
Oh, you're not wrong. Ham, pickles, can't beat them. Egg and lettuce.
All right, Chronicle, we're going to jump into the poem now. Look, the Christmas party, it's fair to say that things got a little bit out of control. My co-pilot here basically wanted to crash the plane.
The heavy lifter.
Yeah, the heavy lifter couldn't lift himself off the floor a little bit later on.
He hooked into the sponsorship.
Oh, didn't he just?
Wheeze made me feel a lot better about myself, to be honest. I went, geez, the Chronicle's a rogue unit, but Wheeze was so sloppy. I was like, yeah, about time I'm the worst one on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you didn't get 3 points last week, my friend.
No, I certainly didn't.
So look, we've got to give you a topic, but then I texted you probably a day or two later and said, how about a Christmas Chronicle?
Yeah, so the Christmas Chronicle. So, I mean, I dusted it up pretty quick. It's because, you know, obviously the Chronicle hates Christmas Day. Big fan of the festive season, but Christmas Day is always the worst. I thought, yep, you know, I'll tell the old Christmas Chronicle of what I used to do and how I've done it today.
Very good. And do you have any sponsors this week?
We do have some sponsors, actually. First sponsor is KMH Electrical. John Boy, you keep on trucking. God love
you. How many electricians are there in Moree?
Yeah, I mean there's quite a few actually. I mean, I've probably got a few more up my sleeve, but yeah, KMH Electrical, they have a worker called John Boy, and he's just a local legend.
Right.
Do they do air cons?
Yeah, don't do air cons,
No,
no, they
okay.
don't. But they can put in a PowerPoint, no worries at all.
They can flick your switches.
So hang on, who are they called again? What are they?
KMH Electrical.
KMH. All right.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that the only sponsor?
Oh, no, there's got to be some random no, landmark. Maybe a tree so this week. A tree.
Next sponsor is Webb Oval.
Webb Oval, righto.
The race course.
Yeah.
It's they've actually got a turf pitch that's from the SCG training ground.
Right. The pitch is from the SCG.
Apparently, yeah.
But rumor has it.
That's a nice tale, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many runs have you scored out there?
Never scored 100, no, because no. You know, it's turf. I'd do my best damage on synthetic.
So, of course you do.
So there's more than one pitch that you haven't scored 100 on there. Last week I thought you said there's one other that you hadn't scored 100 on as well.
No, it was the only one at Greenbar Oval. Field 3 at Greenbar Oval. Every other one I've scored 100. Yeah. No quick singles, obviously.
Once again, I feel like there's a lot of ovals and a lot of electricians in Moree.
There certainly is.
Population 10 million.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you want a game of cricket or good air conditioning, Moree's the place to live.
It certainly is.
And your last sponsor?
The last sponsor, boys, is when I said I went on a massive bender and I was talking to Mel and Glenn and it was their birthday. So I thought, they said, give me a shout out for me. Birthday, so happy birthday, Mel and Glenn. It's certainly not your first, but it could be your last. So right. Enjoy it.
Right. Well, happy birthday. Was it Mel or Glenn or both of them?
Both of them, yeah.
Both of them
at the same time.
Really? So, hang on, Mel and Glenn. What are they, twins?
No, they're not. Glenn's he's a creepy bastard, but he's a good fella.
Didn't marry his sister.
No,
twin sister.
Probably starting to regret the shout out, I'd say, right about now. Hey, I'm not going to hold you back, Chronicle.
No, wait. did they send you a crisp 20 to shout out?
No, that's what I thought. You know, I'm not getting any money for these sponsors.
It sounds like us with KFC.
I know, he's got to send me a pouch. Come on, guys.
Right, we'll get into it.
All right, let's go. Let's hear it. A Christmas Chronicle.
Now, I don't like Christmas Day. I won't bloody lie. It's usually a tough day for the Chronicle, and I'll tell you bloody why. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the festive season. Christmas Eve and Boxing Day would definitely be the reason. See, Christmas Eve is always a big one, and you get on piss early in the day. A game of golf and 1,000 beers, you know, Santa's not getting in the way. Christmas Eve nights are some of the biggest that I've ever seen. I've got on the piss till 7 a.m. just to build a trampoline. Your mates, kids come out excited, jumping with no fear. Oh, Santa dropped this off, and the fat bastard drank all the beer. A taxi home for your family Christmas, and the brother's kids come out excited. The noise and the bloody commotion doubles, and you're regretting the all-nighter. Trying to stay chipper, but you got nothing in the tank, and the kids are back to their own. Gee, Uncle Chronicle stank. Look, it was good back in the day. When you were young, it was fun. The tennis ball taped up and Nen steaming off the long run. But now she's gone and cricket's not as good. You slam yourself the night before and, you know, so you should. And now when lunch rolls around and you're struggling to breathe, everyone asking questions, there's no bloody reprieve. Can't wait to go to bed and have a bloody good rest. And have a champagne breakfast and get ready for the Boxing Day test. See, the Chronicle would love Boxing Day at one of his favourite places. Watch the first session of the test and then head to the Inverell races. Lose a fortune on the punt and drink your sorrows away. Drink rum and coke all night without the worry of family lunch the next day. See, those 2 weeks over Christmas when all your mates are home, there's plenty chance of it snowing if you look at Weather Zone. Everyone's chuffed to have work off and their piss taken hits some form. Getting to the pub when it opens, it soon becomes the norm. The Chronicle miss all this as he's in Scotland by himself. It doesn't bloody faze him because he'll be drinking bottom shelf. Everyone at work here was worried that I'll be spending Christmas alone. Little did they know the big fella's day is set in stone. We're worried about you, mate. You'd be a handy addition. Shows how much they know about the Chronicle. Shithouse intuition. See, I'll be changing up this season and ripping in on Christmas. It's a day that I'll refer to as the Chronicle's massive pissmas. I'll be starting very early and going very late. The test starts at 1 a.m, so, gee, I'll be in a state. The races will be on. So Big Packer will be in his zone, going through Messenger and pestering every bass on his phone. I'll get on my fake Twitter account and I'll give the Indians a spray. Joe Burns is better than Tendulkar, if I had my say. I'll offend a few jockeys if they don't get over the line. See, the Chronicle's a keyboard warrior when he's alone and on the wine. I'll have the best Christmas ever. No lunch, just grog. No bloody questions. We're having to feed the penny busters shit dogs. The bender will be all time. He'll put on a show. The Chronicle will have a better Christmas than any bastard I know. Chronicle 2020.
Oh, long live the Chronicle.
He's done it again.
Oh, he has.
Yeah.
That's great. That was a very strange year.
How has he done it?
I didn't expect to get on at Christmas Eve and, you know, go through to a Christmas night. But that was tough to write, actually.
It was a bloody journey, Chronicle. A bloody journey, like you said last week, my friend.
I don't know how you do
always
it.
Always a journey.
Yeah, always a journey. Hey, that was great, Chronicle. Next week, while I was listening to that, I was thinking Christmas. And I was thinking about, you know, why we celebrate Christmas. Obviously, yourself being a devout religious character.
Praise the Lord.
I don't understand why everyone's laughing. But I thought maybe you could write a little poem about why, you know, the Christmas period is special to all those people out there who like to sit on a pew.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, man. Devout, you know, the old, you know, people with faith. That I've got a few questions about it, about that. I think it's called the Bible or something. So, I mean, Christmas is all about this Jesus' birthday, but apparently. I've got a few stories that I want to talk about Jesus. I'm like, did that really happen?
Of course, it's in the book, mate. No such thing as non-fiction.
Big bloody book, too.
Real page burner.
All right, Chronicle. Hey, I'm going to get you to stick around because we're about to jump into a brand new guest on the show. So will you stick around, mate?
I certainly will, mate. I certainly will.
All right. Well, you're in lockdown, aren't you, again? Hard lockdown, is that right?
Started today. We've got 3 weeks. So
yeah, 3 weeks. You got the new super virus.
Yeah, super virus.
Whatever. Yeah. The evolved one. It's evolved like Chronicle into Chronico.
You'd be too scared to come near me.
The cure is in lockdown.
very good. All right, let's jump into this next segment. All right, Chronicle. So this week we've got a brand new guest on the show. What can you tell us about him? Firstly, what is his name?
His name is Father John Sweaty, and the name says it all.
Father John. We're just talking about religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were. Watch out for him.
Is this your priest? Is this your priest?
A sweaty one. That's a bit of a concern.
His holy water is actually vodka, so he mixes up a bit.
So it is the Chronicle's priest.
That is my priest.
So what does he do? Mm-hmm. What does he do?
So I first met Father John Sweaty, I would have been maybe six, seven years ago. And he said, come down and watch me play live music. And I went, oh, yeah, righto. Didn't think it'd be that good. And I sort of sat there and he started playing and went, oh, shit, you're like you're the Gandhi of music. This is bloody unbelievable.
Righto, so he's a muso.
He's a bloody muso, yeah, but he's quite a big fan of mashing up songs that wouldn't normally go together.
Right.
And they just work so brilliantly. So, he's the poor old Father John Sweaty actually lived with the Chronicle, and, she was She was one of the biggest errors of our lives, I reckon.
Well, I'm sure there would be. All right. Hey, have you prepared anything special to introduce Father John Sweaty for us?
Well, you know, the Chronicle, he dabbles in rhyme. So I'll wrap a little sort of little poem to introduce him. So I'll, no sponsors, but just straight into it. So,
all right, let's go. All right. Let's hear it.
Father John Sweaty, the name. Music, his art. Loves a beer, loves a dart. A lyrical genius from one song to the next. Smooth as chocolate, pure sex. With talent to burn and bitches galore, you'll hear one song and be begging for more. A song every week, like a brand new single. He's here to party and he's ready to mingle. With a mix of rap and that beautiful vocal, strap yourself in for the podcast's newest logo.
Oh, Father John Sweaty, are you there? Come on down.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How's there? How you going? Yeah.
Oh, Father John.
Sounds dusty.
He does sound dusty. What is Sunday morning? How's it treating you? How was Christmas?
Oh, Christmas was bloody good, boys. Bit of a lunch with the family, and then obviously Boxing Day is for the boys to get on the Osama Tin Ladens, and you caught me at a very precarious time in my life in the following morning. So got a few heart palpitations, and things are looking a bit dicey.
2% gravy.
My boy.
Hopefully dying. Yeah.
That's right. Hopefully dying. Hey, hey, Father John, where are you from?
I'm from Inverell, mate, straight off the Great Banks of the McIntyre.
Right, okay. Is Inverell near Moree?
Oh, mate, it's not far enough away from Moree, okay. You put it that way. But it's about 90 kilometres as the crow flies.
Right, and how many electricians do you have in Inverell?
Not enough. Someone looking for a gig, are they?
Ask the Chronicle. Hey, all right. So, Father John, what have you got planned for us? Obviously the Chronicle said you're a muso. So, what have you got planned for us?
Oh, look, mate. I've mixed up a couple of songs that I thought people might enjoy. So, I've got your classic Tracy Chapman was a bit of Fast Car, if that's the one that you're going to play. Obviously,
it's
recorded live here in the studio, as we speak.
That's how we
roll. Well, we're known for our quality.
Or there's something else.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure how this radio craft works.
Right. Okay. So we're gonna do the Tracy Chapman Fast Car this week. So you've taken Tracy Chapman Fast Car, and what have you done to it?
Oh, look, mate, I've put two iconic revolutionaries in there with, you know, Tracy Chapman and Tupac, and sort of mixed them together to try and, do music.
Right. Okay. So is it sort of like Tracy Chapman versus Tupac? Can we sort of say that?
Yeah, although Tracy had punched the piss out of Tupac.
I hope you haven't got it.
I thought Tracy Chapman was a dude.
Yeah,
she barely
does.
I think everyone did. All right, good stuff. Okay, we're not going to wait any longer. I'm going to press play on this, and we're going to get into it. Hey, would you be happy for the Sponge and Weeze to give you a few challenges from time to time?
Absolutely, mate. Always up for a good challenge.
All right. Well, let's see how we go here. Here we go. This is Father John Sweaty's version of Tracy Chapman versus Tupac. Hang on. Just wrong button. Wrong button.
I'll do some heavy lifting here and get it on.
Yeah. That's all I've got for you.
Car. I wanted to get to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Start from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me and myself, we got nothing to lose. man's got a problem. Live by the bottle of some weed. The city's body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like this. Mama went off and left him. Mom off and left and he could give us this. Somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Fast enough to fly away. We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight, live and die this way. Remember when you were driving in your car, speed so fast, but like I was drunk. See the lights laid out before us, and your arm felt nice from around my shoulder, and I feeling that I belong. Life worth living, should have blasted myself. Tired of being poor, if I'm worse, I'm glad my stomach curse. I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cats give a damn about a negro. Pull a drink and kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get the crack to the kids, to the hellcats. One last hungry mouth on the welfare. And first shit, dope, let him do the brother. Give him guns, stand back, watch him shoot each other. It's time to fight back, what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. And I got love for a brother, we can never go nowhere. We share with each other. Gotta start making changes. Gonna see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I'm supposed to be. How can the devil think a brother feels close to me? I'd like to go back to when we played some kids, but things change. And that's the way it is. Remember when you were driving in your car, speed so fast, but like I was drunk. See the lights laid out before us, and your arm felt nice from around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong, and I had a feeling that I could be someone. Oh no, I could be someone. Oh no, no, no.
Holy moly.
That
was incredible, Father John Sweaty.
Holy shit.
Oh, thank you.
Mate, the first thing I've got to say is how many times has the Chronicle said to you, well, not said to you, but yelled at you, play K-San?
Oh, look, mate. How many times has the Pope touched a kid, you know? The kid just can't put a number on that kind of thing.
Time out.
Yeah, no, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Well, quantified.
That what are your censorship laws?
There are none. There are none.
Good.
John.
I've requested K-San quite a few times.
Chronicle, I tell you what, the people of Inverell are very, very lucky to be able to come out and listen to you. Hey, also, we've got to say, if you want any sponsors, you're more than welcome to
read them out.
Sponsored by Marlboro Red and VB.
Yes.
I tell you what, they're the two holy. If we want KFC as a sponsor, Marlboro Red and then VB must be
Trinity.
Up there too.
The Trinity.
Yeah. The Golden Triangle.
All right. So, look, you, Father John, you have a bloody fantastic week. That was sensational.
That was incredible.
That was incredible.
Cheers for having me on, boys. Thank you very much.
The quality of this podcast just went through the roof.
Yeah, I think we'll be getting cut soon.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
Oh, I'm tired from the heavy lifting.
All right, mate. We'll check in with you next week.
All right, boys. Have a ripper.
All right. See ya. Bye. All right, Wheeze, it's my favorite time of the week where we head back to school. As I've said before, Benjamin Button – does Billy Madison. And you're year eight this year.
Yeah,
this
yes.
week.
I'm doing it sober. Well, GG and I was hard drunk.
Well, to your defense, we never sat test at school drunk.
Yeah. I don't think I could spell my own name last week. Observatory. O.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a few moments there where, auditorium.
Oh, auditorium.
And you said, yeah. You know. Oh, yeah. It was good. It was very good. Listen, mate, you're eight this week. I feel like we're going to start getting some passes going.
Oh, I hope so.
All right. Question one. Here we go. A little bit of year eight maths. Now, our range of subjects start to condense a little bit.
Good.
Here, so.
Good. So it might actually be subjects I've done.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I did do maths in year eight.
You did. Okay, question one. If two triangles are congruent, what does that mean?
Jesus Christ. Two triangles are congruent.
Yeah.
They got two lengths of the same length, two sides of the same length.
Two sides of the same length?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, you're incorrect. If two triangles are congruent, it basically
side
means
by side.
They're like exactly the same.
Why wouldn't you say they're the same? Stupid. Anyway.
Okay. Question,
bing, boom.
Question two.
I hate this segment.
A little bit of civics for you here.
Physics.
No, civics.
Oh, civics.
Do you know Honda. What, do you know what civics are?
Honda Civic. Yeah. Not a bad automobile. Made in Japan. You know it's quality if it's come from Japan. Tick that one off. Okay, next question.
Oh, God.
One from two.
We need to get Father John back on. We're going to get sacked. All right, what is required to change the federal constitution?
Oh, fuck's sake. What is required to change the...
Yeah, so if the government wants to change something in the constitution, they need to do something. They need to do something in order to change it.
Referendum.
Yeah, well done. It is a referendum.
Boom.
Boom.
It's not the Honda Civic 2008 model in purple.
You used to have a Civic, or do you have one now?
No, I've got an Accord, mate.
Yeah, Accord.
Sturdy Accord.
Would be nice. question
cough
three.
Cough into the mic.
Yeah, sorry, I got a frog in my throat. Question three, science. Ooh. If I'm mixing Milo and milk.
Ooh, delicious.
Okay. Which one is the solvent and which one is the solute?
So the solvent is the milk and the solvent is the Milo because it's dissolving. Yeah.
Well, the other one has to be the other one, man.
Yeah, I forgot what the other one was called.
Solute.
Solute, solid, solute, fuck. So for all swearing, everyone. There's a cat attacking me.
One of my cats has just walked into the studio.
Solvent. Solute. So hard.
So which one? So, okay, well, which one's the solvent? The Milo or the milk?
The Milo.
No, you're wrong.
I told you. I had it right there before.
No, you didn't.
No, I did when I swapped back and then went back again.
Okay, you keep telling yourself that. Yeah, so the Milo is the solute. It's the thing that you dissolve into the solvent.
Yeah, I thought so. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's an easy one. Got that.
So you need the next two to pass your eight. What is 1/4 + 1/5?
1/4 + 1/5. Gee whiz. I'm 22.5%.
22.5%?
Yeah.
1/4 + 1/5.
Oh, plus a fifth. Sorry, I was thinking it was in divide. Okay.
No, 1/4 + 1/5.
Okay, sorry. My bad. I was working this out in the wrong way. So you got 25% plus 20%, so that's 45%. Is that what you want? I'm not quite sure. Are you after the name you'd call that?
Does well, it have a name? If we're doing fractions, I probably would expect it to be in a fraction, but I'll give it to you. Yeah, I'll tell you 45%. What, I'll give it 45%. So
yes, he's still in.
9 over 20. All right.
Standing well ovation.
Well done. all right. So 2 right, 2 wrong. You need
the
this.
The other 2 I knew, though. I just deliberately got them wrong.
Okay. You need this to pass your right.
Yeah.
It's science. We're back to science.
Strong point.
When we talk about the Earth,
yes,
I want you to explain flat. The difference.
It's flat.
Well, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle in this question. I want you to explain the difference between a rotation, okay, and a revolution when considering time.
Okay, so a revolution is around the sun, which is a year. A rotation is 24 hours, like a day.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. He's past year 8. Well done, my friend. Well done. Well, I'm looking.
Sucker.
I'm looking forward to year 7 next week.
I'm going to be honest. If I was drunk, I would have got them all wrong. Spell cat. K-A-A-T.
And the K's backwards.
And the T's upside down.
Hey, Weez, it's been a great show, episode 8. We're almost through the end of it. And for you, you're almost through the end of it because Specky Steve is banging down the door. He wants to get into his podcast.
Yeah, it's his podcast. That's, we're just warming his seat. Well, I am.
But obviously, we're missing a few guests this week.
We are.
Yeah,
a little bit disappointing.
A little bit disappointing, but we're trying to cut down the length a little bit of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. We're listening to some feedback, and apparently we're long-winded.
Yeah. Apparently.
Hey, I'm not here to argue with the people, but we wanted to get the keeper on, but the keeper is busy and he sent through a message for everyone, so I'm going to play that to you now.
Yeah, g'day fellas, it's the keeper here. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to give you any fair dinkum facts this week. I've got a big job ahead of me. There's reindeer shit literally all over the world, so I've got to be cleaning that up.
It's a busy keeper.
I don't know when I'll get back to you. It's a pretty big task, so keep it real and get rear-fanged from the keeper.
The keeper. Oh, the keeper. He's busy, man.
He's a busy man with all that reindeer poo. Ones and twos. Look, the keeper will be back. I think he's going to be back in about episode 10. But we will be sure to catch up with him, and the Penny Bust is coming in next week for you.
Remember, everyone, your positive feedback on Apple Podcasts. That sounds good. Maybe subscribe if you want.
Yeah, that's right.
And the negative feedback, Spongy, where do we want that?
To weaselandsponge@gmail.com. Is it the weasel? No, it's just weaselandsponge
at gmail.com. Yeah. Remember, record that negative feedback, send it in.
Yeah, even just a note. We'd love to hear from the listeners. Yeah. And we'd love to start sending out more ask backs because the printer has basically been printing money over the last few weeks.
He is loaded.
He's got way too much. So let's start. Making him sting.
Yeah, sting. And he does have a discount code just to hurt him a little bit.
Which he does.
Printer.
It's printer.
It's printer. That's at Ask, the website.
At Ask, yeah. Okay, Weez, I'm going to say goodbye. And Specky Steve, in you come.
Hey, bro, how you going there, Spongy?
Specky Steve, how is Christmas been, my friend?
Oh, Christmas has been good, eh, bro?
Yep.
Get back to New Zealand.
Yep.
Which sucked.
How's the family in Whakatane?
The family is good. They miss Specky Steve, though.
You see Grandma?
Yes, Grandma's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Very good. Okay, Specky Steve, what have you got for us this week?
This week's tip is on the ASX, on the Australian Stock Exchange. G-U-L.
G-U-L, okay. Yes. They sound good.
Little mining stock.
Yep.
They're currently sitting at 11 cents, bro.
Okay. I've got to say, so far, Specky Steve, you've given us some great tips.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty well out of this. I think we're sort of up between 10 and 20% if we include all the stocks together?
Yeah, bro. I'm just loading the little sheet here when I've bought for the podcast.
Yep, nice.
Overall, we're up 13.66%, eh?
Nice, 13.66%. Yeah. You won't get that at a bank, my friends.
Oh, good God, no.
No, no, that's right. Okay, so GUL, they're a mining stock.
Yeah, bro. Just get on board.
Okay, all right, let's do it. Let's not question it. Hey, Specky Steve, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap the podcast up. Would you mind helping
me? My podcast?
We're going to
wrap my podcast up, are
we? Absolutely. Would you mind saying goodbye to everyone for us?
Specky Steve here and Specky Steve out. Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. We'll see you next week. Make sure you send us an email at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. And that email address is weaselandsponge@gmail.com. Have a great new year, everyone.
Goodbye.